Our gospel lesson for this morning comes from Matthew 25, and it's one of those moments with Jesus that can become almost a little too familiar. Even if you don't know it by chapter and verse, you can probably vaguely recall the time Jesus said something about feeding the hungry, visiting the sick and the imprisoned, giving clothes to the naked. Why would we do these things? Jesus says, because when you do it to the least of these, you do it to me. A reading from Matthew 25, starting in verse 31. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand, and the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you? And the king will answer them, truly, I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me. We sometimes skip these next verses. Then he will say to those at his left hand, you that are accursed, depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me, naked, and you did not give me clothing, sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they will also answer, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not take care of you? Then he will answer them, truly, I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So Matthew 25 undergirds a whole lot of mission and ministry that churches seek to do today, which is a wonderful and beautiful and faithful thing. It's also a little bit risky. Nadia Boltz-Weber, a Lutheran pastor with almost as many tattoos as followers on Twitter, lets us in on the danger. She reminds us that as people of God who are called to feed the hungry and clothe the naked, to do these things that Jesus asks of us, that we can spiral into this whole blessed to be a blessing mantra. Blessed to be a blessing. In and of itself, there's nothing wrong or bad about that. It just gets a little bit dangerous when we start to feel like we might be on a little bit higher plane as the ones who are blessed, waiting to descend on those below so that we can be the blessing they've been waiting for, whether they like it or have realized it or not. We can be well-meaning, but sometimes being good little Christ to people whose needs we assume and whose solutions we prescribe is hardly Christ-like at all. And so Nadia forces us to take a closer look at the text to read again what it is that Jesus is really saying. Jesus says, I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. In other words, Christ comes not in the form of those who feed the hungry, but in the form of the hungry being fed. Christ comes not in the form of those who visit the imprisoned, but in the imprisoned being remembered and cared for. Christ doesn't come to us as the hungry and the poor, because if you've ever been poor or hungry or close to it, or you know someone in your life, someone with whom you are in relationship who has been, you know that the poor and the hungry and the imprisoned aren't some sort of special class of Christ-like people. Just as those who meet the needs of those who are poor and hungry and imprisoned are not a special class of Christ-like people, we are all, Nadia reminds us, we are all fully sinner and saint. All of us, whether we are the ones who are in need or the ones who are providing for a need, Christ comes to us in the needs of the poor and the hungry, needs that are met by another, so that God's gleaming redemption might be known. We are all the ones in need and the ones who meet needs. There's a little bit of sheep and a little bit of goat in all of us. Oh, this week, our outreach team did an important thing. Our outreach team does a lot of things. Some of them they do on our behalf. Some of them they do to empower and equip us to serve others. Oh, this week, they reflected on what they've heard from our Faith Family Hospitality guests and put themselves in their shoes, or in the case of one of our most recent guests, a missing shoe. When you're living on the edge, a missing shoe is a big deal. Like, you don't have another pair, and that shoe is somewhere in this building. It's hard. It is hard to live for a week in this part of town. It's hard to live in this building or in that building. The church is an incredibly welcoming place for our guests. The hospitality piece isn't what makes it hard. What makes it hard is if you don't have a car, it's a really long way to the closest public transit and the nearest shower. We are a compassionate church, and our space is, shall we say, cozy. When Faith Family Hospitality started, our church was one of the first to recognize the need for a program that sheltered families who were living in that liminal reality of homelessness. We said yes to hosting families at a time when yeses were needed to make this interfaith dream a reality. And now we can faithfully consider what our role would be as a support church instead of as a host church. That means that we continue to partner with Plymouth Congregational, a church that has the space and the location and the showers that makes our guests' lives a little bit easier in a time when everything seems to take a monumental effort. It means that we still send people to set up and to provide meals, to welcome people into the space, because really, at the end of the day, what makes a welcoming space welcoming? It's the people who have created it. I was so impressed to hear this conversation from the outreach team, because it said to me that we place the needs of our guests over our need to be needed in a particular role. I think in doing so, we don't become less Christ-like. We become more. I love this last Sunday in the church year, the last Sunday before we start a new season, Advent, which starts the new liturgical year, which in non-fancy church terms gets to means that we get to restart hearing all the stories of the God of Israel, of the kings and the judges and the prophets, the stories of Jesus, and the early church, we get to start that cycle all over again in Advent. It's a time of year when we get to remember. We remember and we give thanks for who God is, and we remember who God created us to be. With the help of our awesome folks who give their time every week to make sure that our projection slides are ready to roll, Betsy Davis Nolan and Heather Bean, with their help, we have put together a snapshot of life, the life that we have shared together over the last 12 months, that we might be reminded of who God is and of who God has created us to be.